Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello? Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Well, good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Today, I am reading some excerpts from an amazing article that I read in preparation for a series I'm starting next week. And in attempting to summarize some of the concepts included in this article, I realized how beautiful some of the quotes were, and I didn't want to butcher them. So while normal episodes don't usually include me reading straight from an article, I will be pulling some direct quotes from today's, and I will also be including that article in the show notes if you'd prefer to read it on your own. Or for those of you who would like to read the rest of the article, since I'll only be including a few pieces of it in today's episode. This article is called How to Make Love Revolutionary, and it's written by Josephine Headland. The main thesis of the article is that in today's Western neoliberal society, the way we look at love actually works to uphold hetero and cis-normative, patriarchal, capitalist, and hierarchical structures in society. But if we choose to recognize this and break these cycles on our own, it can be a revolutionary force to challenge norms and promote love as a feminist practice, and another way to reject capitalism. Josephine suggests taking inventory of the people that you've been attracted to in your lifetime. Note their gender, race, class, social, political, educational, and geographical background. And consider if you do see a pattern. And if you're only attracted to able-bodied, mentally well, successful, by today's standards, cisgender, normatively beautiful, slim people from class-privileged backgrounds, then you may actually be upholding violent norms that perpetuate the same. But by actively resisting norms, by challenging who and what we find unattractive and uninteresting, can be done through things like art and culture and media, and of course through changing who we interact with and who our communities are made up of. As Jamie Heckert argues, love can work as a radical force for social change through bringing people from different groups, identities, and privileged backgrounds together. But we need more discussions about what it means to love and be attracted to people across the privilege spectrum. Josephine goes on to say this must include complex understandings that also allow for marginalized people's agency. Rather than avoiding unequal relationships, we need to think about how to mitigate for society's uneven distribution of power in our intimate relationships. This goes for relationships between cis men and women, people of color and white people, as well as across all intersections of gender, sexuality, and race. Instead of seeing love as some mystical thing that just happens to us, we should follow bell hooks' idea in All About Love and see love as a verb. It is a practice that we do, and that we have been socialized into doing differently along gender lines. And bell hooks points out how patriarchal capitalist society promotes love as dominating, competing, and a property-style care relationship. Men are, of course, most notable at practicing love in this way, and Hooks is very skeptical of how manipulating and dominating is so intertwined with masculinity and heterosexual dynamics. Instead, we should actively promote more feminine and feminist practices of love, such as caring, seeing, and actively listening to others. It applies to both the practice and experiences of falling in love, as well as continuing to love and be loved. The sociological experiment of 36 questions for falling in love encapsulates part of this process. It suggests that falling in love is about creating an opportunity for people to really see and get to know each other. Continuing to love and be loved in a feminist way is then about sustaining the intense feeling of being understood and seen and recognized. Rather than quote-unquote working on love, it requires creativity. This is love as supporting others to be themselves and to grow, rather than controlling them to be what you need. And it requires that we all learn to do emotional labor both through seeing others and revealing our own vulnerabilities. In the final paragraph I'll share from this article, Josephine says, "In a capitalist world of competition, domination, and individualism, practicing love in this deliberate way is a form of feminist resistance, and it's about creating a world where love, in the form each person needs, is accessible to everyone, rather than a scarce resource that only the most privileged can acquire." I love you so much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.